You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
Dave Hodges is as mad as hell, and he's not gonna take it anymore.
I'd like to help you, Doctor, if I really, really would, but the din in my head, it's too much and it's not good. I'm standing in a window tunnel, shouting through the water, and I'd like to give the information, asking for more, but blood makes noise. It's ringing in my ear, blood makes noise, and I can't really hear you in the thickening of fear.
Common sense is not so common. This is the Common Sense Show with Dave Hodges.
Hi, everybody. This is Dave Hodges. I am the host of the Common Sense Show, and we like to think of ourselves as the show that is freeing America, one enslaved mind at a time. And I'm so glad you guys are picking up on this. Listen by phone. It's so convenient. Keep it with you, and you guys who are joining us that way, welcome, welcome, welcome. We think we have a great show for you tonight, but before I get to the show, I want to tell you who makes this show possible, and it's not possible without help, and I have some quality people who stand behind this show with their financial support, but I do turn down about 90% of the advertising that comes my way, and I don't go out and solicit advertising. I'm fortunate. I have a lot of people that come to us. And if they don't have something that I think will directly benefit our listening audience, I don't do it. And there's some fine people with fine products, but I just don't do it. So when you hear me endorse something, it's something from my heart I believe that we all at some time will need. I'll give you an example here. Steve Quayle, longtime sponsor of the show, longer time friend and colleague, and Steve sells precious metals. And I'm telling you, folks, that when the banks go down, you're not going to see a dime. And I'm not going to go into all the details right now. There ain't going to be no haircut. There's going to be a full cut. And what Steve is doing is helping people who have a decent sum of money in the bank, converting that to precious metals that'll hold their value. You may have to hide them for a while from the authorities, but at least when we come out on the other side, you're going to be better off. Steve is the guy you need to talk to, and he's the most low-pressure guy I know. I mean, I thought when I was talking to him about my first purchase from him, I felt he was trying to talk me out of it. I said, Steve, do you want me to buy this or not? And that's just the approach you get, because he doesn't want to take advantage of people. He doesn't push people. And that's probably, you know, one of the reasons, among many, why I have so much respect for him. His number, you can call him in the morning, 406-586-4842. Again, that's 406-586-4842. Another sponsor that makes this show possible is Bob Griswold from ReadyMadeResources.com. And we do a lot of work with Bob, not just because he's a sponsor, but because he brings a wealth of knowledge because of some of the things he was involved in that we're not free to mention everything, but he brings this knowledge from what he did before, and he brings it to us in a way that here's how I can help you with my products or my expertise and advice to deal with what's coming. And he gives you free advice. I don't know anybody who can call somebody up who's an expert in prepping like Bob, and he'll sit there and spend time with you on the phone, listening to your needs, answering your questions. There are people that do it, but they charge you for it. Bob does not. And he's got everything from night vision to water filtration to communications. And every time I hear him talk, I'm thinking, I'm deficient in something because I see a need for this. Well, log on to his website at readymaderesources.com. Look at his products. He now has financing available on his big products, which he wanted to help people who couldn't make the big purchase right up front, like night vision. It is pricey. And if you go to readymaderesources.com after the show, get his number, give him a call. He might be in there right after the show. If not, he'll certainly be in there in the morning. And I can't endorse his stuff more. In fact, I was just speaking to our first guest, Doug Hagman, about Bob, and he said, he's really good on the radio. And I said, yeah, I know. I said, we're really the beneficiaries of his experience. But anyway, that's readymaderesources.com. And then I'm really proud to be associated with Numana. I've become very good friends with the owner. You know, it just, you look at this product, and Mike Adams did the most extensive testing on storable food that I've ever seen. And he said Numana beats everybody else. And there's fine companies out there, but Numana beats them all. Pricing is good. It's restaurant quality food, convenient shipping, and they always will make it right. They will never let the customer suffer because of a mistake somewhere along the line. And I have found that to be true just in my dealings with Numana. Daniel Brigsman is the owner. Also has a show that's over on GCN right now. He's taken over for the late Joyce Riley. And by all accounts, he's done a very, very good job. But he is helping America get free of control of resources. And I'm telling you, when Soros is done putting this country into such a state of chaos, that I firmly believe that food is going to be used as a weapon against us. Don't be victim to that. Make sure you have 6 months to 2 years of storable food. You also will need seeds after the fact because you don't know how long something's going to go on. Go to numana.com/Hodges and use that coupon code Hodges NOV5 to take 5% off. Well, let me tell you about the show very quickly here. We'll go on the back end first. I have my old friend Gary Haven on, and you've heard Gary, the producer, developer of Amerigeddon, and that's, by the way, going to make the rounds through Japan. I'm so excited about that, and I think it's headed for an eventual landing at Netflix. But that's not so much what Gary's going to talk about. He may mention it in passing. We're going to be talking about the Trump presidency, and I know of no one personally who has more connections into the Trump administration than Gary Haven, and I'm sure he's not at liberty to say everything, and I know how that game is played because I'm in the same position. But Gary is going to be really enlightening us, and I know some of the things he's going to talk about, and you're going to be sitting on the edge of your seat. And he's joining us for nearly 2 hours. I've got some news and notes I want to close with, but he'll be with us second hour and most of the third hour. So Gary Haven, stay tuned for Gary. And coming up next, right here, a fellow Global Star Radio Network star. And by the way, we are so privileged to be on this great network and to have Doug alongside with us. He has a morning show. His son has a morning show. This is incredible. And then they have their evening show from 7 to 10 Eastern right here in Global Star. And I told Joe last week when he was on, it's good day for America when the Hagmans get to expand their reach. So we are so pleased that they're doing this, and we're so glad that Todd from Global Star had the space available to make that happen, because we're all the beneficiaries of their great knowledge. Anyway, Doug Hagman, thanks so much for joining us. Know that you've been extremely busy. I'm sure you're a little run down here at the end of this weekend, but we really appreciate you taking the time to be with us.
Well, brother, thanks for having me on. I got to tell you, I echo your sentiments, Global Star Radio Network. Otherwise, we'd be shouting into our own echo chamber, and I thank Global Star from the bottom of my heart. Todd does a great job. So there we are. So,
you know, I saw that term echo chamber for the first time when Mike Adams wrote about it sometime back, and man, oh, man, oh, man, is that ever true? Not to get too diverted, but my webmaster... and he's a webmaster for several other people in the independent media who are sizable. And we did some research together, and Google's doing a number on us. You know, for example, I'll just bare my soul right here, Doug. My direct hits for people that want to come directly to the Common Sense Show every day and read what we're up to and what we're featuring, those numbers are up significantly. And I'm thinking, wow, that's a great thing. In fact, it's the biggest jump we've ever had in direct hits. But Google's killing our organic traffic by hiding us. Our organic traffic is down 80%. So that's kind of where we're at. And listen, I'm not alone. You name someone who's sizable in the independent media, Doug, and they're going through the same thing. And I know you guys are getting hit over on YouTube. You want to talk about that for a minute before we get started on the topics?
Yeah. You know, Dave, and it's interesting because we had Diamond and Silk on not too long ago. I guess maybe 6 weeks ago.
I love them.
Oh, yeah. They're fantastic. And they recently became the victims of demonetization of YouTube. And, you know, we did as well. Okay, so when I signed into the back end of our YouTube channel to take a look at our growth, and the growth has been manipulated downward. Okay, so, but nonetheless, we have been demonetized essentially across the board. 98%, maybe that's a high figure, maybe 95% of our videos have been demonetized. Now some features like We interviewed Serpico. That went through. But we're in the same boat as Diamond and Silk, but on a much smaller scale because of their reach on YouTube. And I said this before. This is an asymmetric war against the conservative and Christian conservative truth tellers. Those people, they want to shut us up, shut us down, and they want to bankrupt us. And one of the ways to do it is to just take away any chance of revenue, any chance of making any revenue. Now, I got to tell you, okay, because we run a 5 hours of radio per day, $1,000 a month electric bill is nothing. So every penny that we get in for us counts. All right. So, and we're very frugal. I mean, hey, we buy more duct tape and electrical tape than equipment. So, but having said that,
I thought I was the only one.
oh no, man. The hangers, the wire, the wire hangers and stuff. But we do a good job, I think, and I know you do as well. With very frugal, you don't squander the money that you get in, any revenue. But this is one way that they want to silence the people on YouTube. And an argument can be made. Well, look, they own YouTube. Well, now we're getting into the subject of antitrust litigation, because where else can you go on the internet at this point, except to host your own? And bandwidth becomes an issue, and it becomes just you go from a platform that's accessible to platforms that would cost tens, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars per year to operate, and that would take us, any normal individual out of the water right now. So, support. I guess I said all that just to say this. This is one battle in the war. This is one way. And I think that anyone listening to this broadcast, folks, if you listen to Dave Hodges on a regular basis, then support him. My goodness, support him through product purchases as well as directly. And the same goes with us. Or, insert your favorite program here, and support that favorite program. But whatever you do, get involved, because otherwise you're going to see people not able to broadcast because of the expenses involved, because look, time is money, and you get the idea, folks.
I do,
I do. So the bottom line is, we need to support each other. We need to support the programs that bring you the most, whether it's Hodges or Hagman or both, then do it. Because you're not getting the... Look, if I can get into this, and I didn't expect to talk about this, but there was a recent survey done January of this year through April of this year. It was a Harvard Kennedy School survey. This is about Donald Trump and about conservative messaging in the mainstream media, and they polled all of the print and television and some radio, but this is print and television primarily, radio or print and television media. Harvard Kennedy School, January 20th to April 29th survey about the coverage. 93% of the coverage about conservatives and Donald Trump on CNN, NBC, 93% negative. Okay, CBS, 91%. New York Times, 87%. Washington Post, 83%. Even the Wall Street Journal at 70%. And Fox came in at 52%. Now, so fair and balanced, yeah, I can see where Fox is. But that 52%, when you look at that, who's really, promoting Donald Trump? It's not the Shepard Smiths of Fox News. It's the Sean Hannitys. And who are they going after? They're going after Sean Hannity. So, but you take that away, for example, what's left? It's the alternative or the new media, that's us, and look what they're doing to us on the backside. So, having said that, that kind of is the segue into into, as well as their objective, this deep state pushback.
Yeah, Doug, before we go there, I just want to say I want to mention what I talked to Gary Haven about before we came on air tonight, and just before we came on air. And we were kicking this back and forth, and we both agree. Had we been around, you know, our industry had been around in November of 1963, we would have blown the lid off the Kennedy assassination by January of 64. And this is what they're trying to avoid by getting rid of it in all of us. And I asked Gary kind of a rhetorical question, and he kind of like verbally threw up his hands and said, yeah, you're right. You know, if we're gone from the airwaves, if we're legislated out, bankrupted out, whatever they do to us, when they make their biggest moves, who's going to be there to counter them? Nancy Pelosi? John McCain?
Yeah. Yeah.
Who's going to be there? Who's going to stand up and speak for the people? Who's going to galvanize the masses? Because we would serve as a rallying point.
Yes, yes, you're right. And Mr. Haven is absolutely correct. You folks bring up a great point. I mean, it's, look, this is all about the deep state pushback, inflicting the maximum damage, the maximum amount of damage possible against the president, the presidency, and of course the movement that got President Donald Trump elected. Well, the movement that, yeah, I would say that. I was going to get into the electoral. But no, the movement that got Donald Trump elected, this is a pushback against those people. And at the pinnacle, no matter how many people say, well, you know, this is not necessarily true, when you look at the independent media, starting with, for example, Alex Jones, regardless of what you think about Alex Jones, it doesn't matter, or us, it doesn't matter. The impact that we have had on the positive impact on the conservative agenda is nothing to be trifled with. That's why the deep state pushback, and they've got to get rid of Trump because this is going forward against their will. And that kind of brings me into your article that you wrote, the 10 things that Trump must do, you know, the 10 actions to save the country as well as Trump's life. 10 things that Trump must do to save his presidency and his life. The article that's at the Common Sense Show. I would urge everyone to read that article because you're right on the money with this. I might tweak a few of those, but essentially you're dead to rights accurate on this. We've got a very short window to execute the tactics, the moves that you mentioned. And if Donald Trump does stand up to the deep state, regardless, if he stands up and is successful, puts down the rebellion, man, God bless him, but chances are you're going to see a civil war break out. Or we're already in a cold civil war, I suppose. I don't know. Do you agree with me on that?
Oh, absolutely. We are having our history attacked. We are having our culture attacked. Hey, just because we have monuments from the Confederacy doesn't mean we endorse slavery. It's part of our history, and our kids can learn from it. But see, this is what an invading force does. When they start to occupy, and believe me, we're being occupied, they take away your culture, they take away your history, they take away your government, and all three are under attack.
Exactly. And I have, the last time, well, the monuments, for example, it's never about the monuments per se. It's, you know, I have a saying, it's never about the spoon. It's a long story, but it's never about the monuments. It's about what they stand for. And it's about revisionist history. And this is what we're seeing. We saw this with the Stalin purge. We saw this even with the Taliban. These are communist tactics. This is cultural Marxism at its finest or worst. I don't know what you'd call it. But the push for cultural Marxism in this country, to me, is at full speed, full steam. It's being led by a group of globalists. And we are we're cannon fodder in this. We're in their crosshairs, and we're the monkey wrench in the cogs of the machinery. We're the fly in the ointment. They've got to get rid of us. They've got to get rid of Donald Trump, who's a bigger monkey wrench. So all of this tied together is, man, it's horrific when you look at it. And you know, their narrative, and this is where it, to me, this is kind of where it all kind of goes back to. Their narrative of Russian hacking, it's falling apart right in front of their faces. Which is why, by the way, and I think that people better pay attention to this. Obama is scheming to sabotage Trump's presidency. You know, when Obama said he was heartened by the anti-Trump protests, I wonder how many people remember that. And he didn't get any flack for that, but he said, I'm heartened by these anti-Trump protests. He was actually sending this message of approval to his foot soldiers. And don't forget, Obama has an army of agitators numbering more than 32,500 to be exact, or 525, that are just dedicated to do nothing but fight Donald Trump and everything that he does. And they're part of the deep state. Obama has, he's in his fourth iteration of Organizing for Action, which originally was Organizing for America, and then it went through a number of iterations. But right now, he's running this post-presidential shadow government from an 8,200 square foot mansion on Embassy Row, complete with a skiff, and I guess his mansion comes with Valerie Jarrett. I guess she came with the house. I'm pretty sure. At least she lives there. I don't know. Hey, you know what? Is it racist to say maybe she's the maid? I don't know. She could be the maid.
Oh God, here it comes. If Trump got persecuted for saying both sides were inappropriately violent, watch out, Doug. Duck.
Yeah. Well, duck or bleed is
a, no. I'll tell you what she's doing. She's splitting her time between there and California, because she is helping Holder with the CalExit movement. That's something that Paul Preston and I have come out with. So, yeah, she's doing double duty right now. So she's being a maid. It's really a small percentage.
Okay, she's a part-time maid for Michelle Obama. I guess she's their girl.
Yeah, I call her maid for fascism.
By the way, send all emails. Those are my words, not Dave Hodges. The maid remark. You can send all emails and services of process to Hagman Investigative Services Inc. All right.
Let me join you. She's made in hell. There we go. How's that? Let's move on.
All right. Yeah, made in hell indeed. Certainly. Certainly would be good there. All right. But see, what's happening? The Russian narrative is falling apart, and you know it really began with Manafort back in mid 2016, and the person behind that, and we've talked about this, opposition research, for crying out loud, Brock's groups are all opposition research groups, and Brock fits, if you follow the bouncing ball with David Brock, or bouncing balls. Brock and his husband. never mind, that didn't fall. That landed pretty poorly. But you know, when you go back and look at the Russian narrative, it began with the opposition research, and a key person there was this Alexandra Chalupa, a consultant for the DNC. And she had been working for a number of weeks on an opposition research file about Paul Manafort, the campaign manager for Donald Trump. Now, Manafort's got a long history of advising politicians around the world, including some controversial dictators. Yep, that's right. Anyway, so this Alexandra Chalupa, intellectual Mensa candidate that she is, she logged into her Yahoo email account. Who has those, by the way, still? Anyway, she logged into her Yahoo email account and got this warning she was phished. She got spoofed, and she fell for it. And, of course, from there, it was clear that what came out of that, what the findings from that, was that this Alexandra Chalupa was working on smearing Paul Manafort, who was a key advisor to Ukrainian President Viktor Yanukovych from 2004 to 2010. And just to make a long story short, how this all worked out was when I say they, I'm talking about the deep state. They essentially took the Manafort story, ran with the Manafort story that he was involved in Ukrainian meddling, and part of this came out that there was this alleged black ledger that existed. And this is just coming out now, where Manafort's name was reportedly in this black ledger, and the suggestion, and this would be a long kind of complicated and convoluted thing, but the bottom line here is that ledger would suggest that Manafort was involved in meddling in the election, and actually the pro-Clinton election interference is what it was. Manafort's name never appeared in the ledger. I guess that's what I'm getting at. Manafort's name never appeared in the ledger. However, all of the mainstream media ran with the fact that Manafort's name appeared in the ledger. And when it just came out that Manafort's name did not appear in the ledger, then the retractions were put buried so deep in various articles that you couldn't even find them. And the Russian meme continues to exist but is dying on the vine, especially when you've got Ukrainian members of parliament requesting criminal investigations into meddling by the Hillary Clinton campaign in the Ukrainian elections. So the bottom line, people might say, what does this have to do with anything? Everything that the left, the deep state, is accusing Donald Trump of, and Mueller has been tasked with doing, is what the deep state has done or is doing themselves. And then I'll take a breath after I say this. The Mueller, by the way, as you so correctly have pointed out in the past, but by the way, Mueller's got to go. Mueller must be taken out of the equation, because it's the United States, U.S. CFR or 18 CFR 45.2 states that if you have any political or personal relationships with any of the individuals you are investigating, you've got to recuse yourself, you're not even qualified to be an independent or special prosecutor. That's number one. And number two, what Mueller's done is stacked the deck against Donald Trump. He's got 16 investigators / attorneys on staff. 16. 15, depending on how you count. 16. The official number is 15. But it's actually 16. But the official number is 15. So you look at the composition of his investigative staff. Eight. Over half, if you go with the number 15, are Hillary or somehow connected to Hillary, the Hillary Clinton or Hillary Clinton campaign, or the Clinton Foundation, or have sent money to the foundation or the campaign or combinations thereof. So you've got this hit squad, by this Hillary Clinton hit squad, that's known as this independent counsel, that's going after Donald Trump and every person around him. And Manafort, by the way, they kicked his door in a pre-dawn raid the day after he had a meeting with the independent counsel's investigative staff. And that's nothing more than a brute show of force and intimidation. I mean, can you imagine that? I mean, seriously, what the hell kind of world are we living in? Can you imagine if that would have happened in the Obama regime? I mean, these are police state tactics by everyone should be outraged. If people don't realize what the heck is going on, especially with Manafort and these false accusations, man, Dave, I'll tell you, I'm fired up now. But see, all of this is tied together. Going back to your article on on thecommonsenseshow.com where you write about what Trump must do. He's got a clean house. He's got a clean house because all of these overlap, as you rightly point out, with Podesta and Wasserman Schultz and Obadon and Wiener. And it's just all just the swamp is deep. It's populated. And here we are.
Well, I've been told by people who have reason to know that Trump can't turn sideways without bumping into someone from the deep state. His entire administration's been populated with deep state. And that's why I said in the article, and it's extreme, he needs to bring in Ron Paul, Rand Paul, Trey Gowdy. They also need to be conducting lie detector tests on a daily basis with senior staff members, who's leaking, who's not. And once you go after one of them and indict them, all of a sudden now they're going to get real careful about what they do. And this is how extreme he's got to be. I mean, you can't tell who's deep state and who's not. It's absolutely insane.
Well, you got Rex Tillerson in there as Secretary of State. He's a Bush retread. Sorry about that. I mean, you know, he's got, he might as well be Condoleezza Rice in a suit and tie. And you know, what's even worse, Donald Trump, what are you thinking? Ivanka Trump, you talk about a New York liberal. And the deep state got they're getting to Donald Trump via Ivanka. When if you go back in January, Ivanka Trump attended a party at the home of Wendy Murdoch, of the Murdoch fame, of the Fox News fame. Well, the Murdochs are extremely pro-Clinton, anti-Trump. And if you know the people involved in this, and I'm just not going to get into the people, I'm just not going to get into that, but the bottom line is, when Ivanka Trump becomes friends with Chelsea Clinton and Huma Abedin, close friends, you know there's a problem in the family.
Pushed Bannon out. Do you see Bannon is naming her as being the reason he's gone?
Yes.
And that's Trump's only friend. Yes. He lost his only true ally. I mean, Ivanka is not daddy's little girl.
Well, this might back. I was talking to somebody who is very, very close to that situation. And in fact, you can even bounce this off Gary Haven to see if what he's getting is the same. But a couple of things with respect to Bannon. Bannon's going to come out, and he is now, instead of being the, in air quotes, reserved individual he was within the White House, they just unleashed a can of whoop ass. Am I allowed to say that? Yes. They just unleashed a can of a Red Bull or whatever. Actually, there's a drink called that. Whoop, you know. Anyway, they just unleashed a tiger on the because now he's going to be more unrestrained in his comments. That's Bannon. The second thing is, there's going to be blowback against. I'm not going to be careful on this because I'm very close to some information about Sean Hannity and the Fox News and Murdochs and such. So they're going after Sean Hannity in a way of, like, when I say they, I'm talking about the deep state. I'm talking about the Murdoch boys. I'm talking about they're going after Sean Hannity. And because Sean Hannity is really responsible for the 52% I referenced earlier, and we're next. So anyway, that's where we're at with this. I'm not sure if I've circled around properly, but there it is.
You know, I think I'm a pretty good reader of body language, Doug, and I do think Hannity is sincere. I think he's come out, he's taken the mask off, and he says, to hell with them. What are they going to do? Fire me like they did Bill O'Reilly? And I think that we're really seeing the prejudice there. But I will tell you this. When Hannity departs from Fox, and it's going to be sooner rather than later, they're going to lose a lot of listeners. And here's the bottom line. They think, and I'm talking about the Google, the YouTubes, the Facebooks, the CNNs, all of them, they think if they put us out of business, if they excise people like Sean Hannity, they think the viewers are going to come back. Right now, CNN's being financed by the globalists. They're bleeding money. The people aren't going back. They're going to find something else to do. Too many people know the story.
Yes.
I'll tell you this, if they came and took down Globalstar, and I think that'd be a tough nut to crack, because Globalstar answers to itself. But if they did that, let's just assume for the sake of argument, we lost our radio shows. There's always shortwave.
That's right. Although Todd would be at the controls, and they'd have to pry those controls out of his cold, dead hands. I know that.
But the bottom line is, Doug, is we have alternatives. They're not convenient alternatives. But the bottom line is most of this country would tune into a shortwave broadcast before they're going to watch Wolf Blitzer. They see through the crap. If you're at a party and you hear a guy talking that you don't know, and he's talking about someone and it's negative, 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 you don't even want to approach that person. And this is what these people seem not to know. You know, when Fox News was going after Donald Trump in the early part of the Republican primary, and you had Megyn Kelly and Wallace and all those little minions of the deep state, and they were just eviscerating Trump, but the more they eviscerated him, the more the people sided with him. And see, that's what they don't get yet. And if they take us down, there's going to be a pushback. People are just going to say, to hell with it. We're not going to watch any of this crap.
I got to tell you, Dave, right before the show, I was talking to my wife. And I said, I'm going to be on with Dave Hodges tonight. And we were talking about things. And I said, do you think if they manage somehow, whether to impeach, I know they're going for censure, but do you think, for example, and let me tell you, my wife knows, she's got her finger on the pulse. I mean, of everyday people. When I get too far in the weeds, she'll tap me on the shoulder and say, "Get back here," or she's got the best head on her shoulder. So I run things by her. But the one thing she said was, they do that. I mean, gloves come off. People like me, her, will be in the streets. And so I think you're right. This is a different environment here. I don't think people are going to put up with this crap from these snowflake liberal, mental midgets. But anyway.
You know what we could do? We could have a little boxing match. Me and the Wolf. And we'll put the ring up there, and I'll come in, and I might be bigger than him, but it's okay, because he's got the mouth to compensate. And the winner stays on the air, and the loser has to go away. Would you take that bet? I'd take that bet.
I'd buy tickets to that.
Doug?
Yeah.
I'm an old man now, but I'll tell you what. I still might be able to do some damage. I was a third-degree black belt by the time I was 16. My son is a second degree. It runs in the family. And I'm not trying to brag. Well, I guess I am in a way. But I could handle myself. So, Wolf, there you go. Let's have a... You can wear all the padding you want, headgear, you wear a helmet, that's fine. And at the end of this, if I win, you have to go away. And if you win, then I'll go away.
Now you're talking like Robert De Niro, who wants to... who said he wanted to punch him in the... or something about punching him.
No, this is this pugilistic contest. I'm not advocating for violence.
All right.
Okay?
All right.
But I'm not repulsed at the sign of blood, unless it's mine.
Well, even then, depends on the volume. Takes a lot.
You're talking about earlier. I had a guy write to me, Doug, and he had big letters in there. So I thought, oh boy, something might be wrong with the broadcast, because sometimes people alert when we're being interfered with or whatever. And this guy says, I listened to you by phone. And all I heard was 3 minutes of commercials, and I hung up. We have 5 minutes of news, and then the music lead-in, and then we do about 3 minutes of commercials an hour with no breaks in the middle, and then we have a one-minute bump out with music. We get about 51 minutes of airtime, and it's not all advertising. We're only doing 3 minutes of advertising. And I'm thinking, where are you going to go and get less than that?
I can't even say our show. Believe me, you're right. But this is the that to me is the mentality of, and I don't care if this guy, whoever associates with being a conservative, then you need medication or something, man. You need your head screwed on differently, because first of all, get your own show, and then you'll know the cost, the blood, the sweat, the tears, the time, the energy. In 3 minutes, 51 minutes is, in my view, more than ample in any venue. So, congratulations. And
I agree. I'm gonna give you my trigger point, and I want you to give you mine. People ask me, Dave, when is the open fighting going to start? The Civil War is going to be out in the open, the blah, blah, blah. And I said, don't ask me calendar questions. They're a waste of time. Yep. I said, ask me an objective question. You know, what has to happen first? And you know what I think it is, Doug? I think it's either Wasserman Schultz preparing to turn state's evidence to expose Podesta and Clinton, or it's actually the big enchilada herself, Clinton, because she's at the crossroads of corrupt government and the deep state. And I think that's when the wheels come off and all hell breaks loose. What is your point of demarcation? And there's, as the WHO said, they'll be fighting in the streets with our children at our feet. When do you think that'll happen? I mean, at what point?
It's already happening, but on a very limited basis. Look what happened in Charlottesville. All right, so somebody might say, well, that's just a one-off, but I would say it's already happening, at least in a very cold manner, in a very obscure manner at this point. But here's how I think it's going to play out. I think it's going to be, it's going to hit the cities, L.A., San Francisco, New York, the bigger cities first. And it's going to, maybe the flashpoint will be, I mean, by the way, look at the police assassinated here just this past week. You think that's out of a vacuum? No. I mean, you know, there's emotion behind that. It's going to be a combination of things. It's going to be, to me, and it's not going to be widespread, in my view. Now, again, this is my view. I'm looking at this as the most likely scenario, but I reserve the right to change my mind. You know, there may be something, there might be a black or a cop shooting a black person, and the media exploits it for their own gain. That might start something in, I don't know, Kansas City. And then at the same time, something happens in New York that's going to be exploited by the media. But the key here is the media, the left-wing, unhinged, completely biased, progressive, communist, cultural Marxist media is going to exploit everything that they can in order to create the most chaos in this country. You're looking at Alinsky tactics, and I think that it's going to be not one event, but a combination of events, and not one, you know, it's not going to be the shot in the, you know, heard around the world. It's going to be the shots that are heard around the world over a period, and then it's going to build up to a crescendo, because right now you've already got family members ripped apart from family members. You've already got that ideological divide. You've already got the racial divide, the economic divide, which Donald Trump is closing. I understand too, the employment versus business. I get all that, and numbers are fake anyway, but you know, it's still improving. So when's, you know, how, under what circumstances? I think because of the way they're playing, I think they're going to look. They want to get rid of Trump by any means necessary, by all means necessary. And whether, if they can't do it via impeachment, they're going to do it. And I've heard you say this. They're going to do it the hard way. And that, now if that happens, all bets are off. Then you've got the national situation. I would say that, but, and even perhaps with impeachment, or completely cutting off, like if you advance Google and YouTube even to the next level, that might be a trigger point, but you know, or a combination thereof. Does that make sense? I don't know.
Yeah, well, I'm gonna tell you, Google better watch their P's and Q's. It won't come from me, because except for self-defense of myself and my family, I don't advocate for violence. But I will tell Google, YouTube, and Facebook this. There are elements in this country, and they're not small in number, that have reached their level of frustration. How do I know? Because they email me every single day. They write to me on my website, and sometimes I can't print their comments because they're even too profane. I mean, just disgustingly profane, but it shows the heat of their emotion. Doug, there are people ready to boil over at these institutions. I'm not encouraging it. I'm encouraging people not to use Google as a search engine. I'm encouraging someone, please step up and find an alternative to YouTube, because I think they flat suck. I can't stand Zuckerberg and Facebook, NSA, Nazi, police state type people, and Twitter's joined them. I can't stand any of them.
Absolutely.
But I encourage people to go elsewhere. But Doug, you know and I know. You probably encounter these people too. There are crazies out there that aren't going to put up with this.
Yeah. I mean, look, we're off the charts with crazies, okay? Believe me. And the emotions on the side of right are starting to be rubbed raw. And I have to say that it's about damn time. You know, because you can only get sand kicked at you and being, you know, poked with a sharp stick for so long before you start saying, okay, now, you know, that's it. Okay, gloves are off. And I think that will happen. Believe me, I don't want to see it happen because people don't have a clue. You know, talking with people like Matt Bracken, for example, the Navy, former Navy SEAL, explaining, and by the way, look what we're seeing in Venezuela. Okay, so you want a picture. People want a picture of what could be America's future under this cultural Marxist, you know, potential. Look at Venezuela. My word. But the deep state in the composition thereof, the media, the biased media that completely destroy, hate Donald Trump media and hate the conservatives and Christian conservatives media, the military, the holdovers from Obama, as well as the deep state holdovers within the State Department, they're still there, and other departments as well. Then, I mean, all of these combined in this asymmetrical warfare. I've never seen such a fractured, in my almost six decades of life, which I can't believe I'm saying that, but I mean, you know, I have never seen such a fractured state, even in the late 60s and early 70s. This is far beyond that in terms of intensity of emotions. I fear. Now, I know how the story ends, but I fear for my children, my grandchildren, and the children who won't have that day in the playground of peace and security. That's what keeps me in the game. But anyway.
You know, I was having lunch one time with a fellow coach, and this is probably 15 years ago. And he said, you know, Dave, this is before I was in radio, Doug. He said, the time of America was best when our fathers were our age. And it's never going to be that way again. Man, was my friend Fred ever great. My friend Fred nailed it on the head.
Yeah.
And this is really where we're at. And you sound like me. I worry about the future of, you know, my son and my nephews and nieces. And it's just like, what are they going to inherit? And we can't shield them from it anymore. It's out in the open, too, Doug.
And that's the thing. And it's programs like yours. Your program and programs like yours and ours, hopefully, rise to that level that convinces the listeners out there not to be passive spectators in this game or this it's not a game, but if you equate it to a game of football, for example, you got to get off the bench and you got to get some skin in the game. And if you don't do that, then what good are you? You lead, you follow, or get the hell out of our way, because what we need to do is we need to get this country back on track. We need to get things straightened out, and we need to be a presence. We need, you know, the free speech rally in Boston this past weekend, where the media showed this, oh, this small group. It looked like maybe 10 people inside this pagoda. And then you've got these tens of thousands, supposedly, according to the media, of these anti-Nazis, anti-fascists. Well, you know, they're anything but that, but okay. They're pushing that narrative now, where so what we need to do, I guess the reason I mentioned that, is for crying out loud, show up if there's a pro Constitution rally or a pro free speech rally, show up, be a part of it. And if you can't show up, then at least talk about it, spread the word about it, support it. Let's get some skin in the game, and let's instead of being keyboard warriors, let's be active. And
no, you're right. I've had people writing to me, and I got really critical on my response to comment section on my website. They were wanting to split hairs about communism, fascism. They'd write these diatribes that were paragraphs long, and I basically said, "What a waste of words! This is pseudo intellectualism. You're having your country stolen from you, and you want to play games with semantics." And I said, get out there and do something. And really, we're coming from the same place. Doug, we got a minute left, and I wanted to mention that your book, Stained by Blood, great book, is available on Amazon.
That's right.
StainedByBlood.com, and it's also available on my website. And, Doug, if you order from your website, are you still giving a signed copy?
Yeah, sure. Just go to StainedByBlood.com or the link off of your website. Thank you so much for having that. And I'll send you a signed copy. I promise I'll do it right away.
And really your show, I want to make sure I catch your shows here real quickly in the time we have left. 7 sure. to 10, Monday through Friday. Everybody knows that here on Global Star. But talk about your new venture and Joe's new venture.
Yeah, 5 hours of radio per day. I'm on 9 to 10 every weekday morning, except when I'm not, and that's very infrequently. But 9 to 10 a.m. Eastern Time, and that's the Doug Hagman radio show. And then 2 to 3 for Joe, my son, and John Robertson, our producer and program director. They have a great show. And then, of course, our mainstay, 7 to 10. And we thank you for being part of our show as well. And we love your show, and we back you 100%.
I know you do, and it's so greatly appreciated. It's always an honor to have you and Joe on the show here. It's just a tremendous honor, and you guys bring so much to my show and to our listening audience. And we got our work cut out for us. You know, I look around and I look at great people like Steve Quayle and Ted Brower, and I sometimes wonder how we're getting our butts handed to us, but we got a lot of work ahead of us. Doug, we got to scoot, my friend. We are totally out of time. Thanks so much for joining us. I can't wait till next time.
Hey, thanks for having me. God bless. Thank you, Global Star. Thank you, Dave, and until next time.
Okay, we'll see everybody in hour number two when we'll be joined by Gary Haven.